Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I'm here with Sean O'Brien.
Gregory, how are we, buddy?
Good to see you, man. Good looking Bill shirt. Got an Operation Coffee, one
yeah,
of our friends.
Our guy.
Got a cap from Operation Coffee.
Sam Floyd.
Check out
good man.
Operation
good
Coffee.
Good man and great coffee.
Nice.
Great coffee probably from what I hear. Not a coffee drinker, but the guys say it's outstanding and it goes to a good cause. Helps veterans, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. He was he's a vet man. I think he was in Afghanistan. And yeah, I think he kind of focuses on mental health. Especially for military, former military. So,
Operation
seems
Coffee.
Like just a good egg. And yeah, he sent us a bunch, and I've been drinking it.
Good.
And I sincerely love it. So, sorry, good. Duncan, you're on the bench.
Nice.
Black card or not. Not happening.
Also here with Tim Convey. He's got a hat that doesn't appear to help anybody, really.
Also coffee.
Is it coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, we got competition today.
Yeah. There's a place in Florida.
Okay. And they're anti-veteran, right?
They work pretty hard against the troops, unfortunately. I found that out after I got the coffee in the hat.
Yeah,
great coffee, though, honestly.
Real good.
Yeah,
good enough,
it is.
To go against the people that serve our country.
Well, I did some things to make up for that once I found out about it, but
okay.
still a great hat. No, it's a good place and good people and all that.
We got a lot of catching up to do.
You want to talk about your hat while we're doing this?
I can't remember
USA.
What I have.
Just says USA.
USA, this is for USA Soccer, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were just in general, just like... supporting the country, which is good. It's healthy.
Yeah.
Wow. I had way too much coffee this morning. I wanted to get that out anyway, and then we started talking about coffee. I am just flying high right now.
Really?
Yeah, I want to let you guys know that. Yeah.
Tim, love it.
I mostly do Starbucks, and I have that. I know exactly what I need, and I can kind of measure what degree I need to hit. And Emma, my wife, made me two coffees this morning, and that you never know what's going to happen. And I am... I'm in a place. So
Emma makes it a little strong.
She does sometimes. Yeah. So we could be in for quite a ride here in the next hour and 15 minutes.
All right. Well, we're all warned. Randy Cash is with us.
He's back, baby.
Randy just got back from Europe, Italy, to be more precise, right?
Look out.
That is correct. I spent some time abroad in Italy. It was pretty cool, man. I had a great time. It was pretty dope.
I detect a little accent that you picked up over there.
Yeah, man, it's a little southern Italy.
Okay.
I guess you picked that up.
Yeah. In the bottom of the boot. Yeah.
Yeah.
From what I understand, the food's pretty good over there, Randy. What do you say?
You know, the food's fantastic. I have a little issues with tummy problems once in a while from eating here, and the whole time I was in Italy, dude, I did not have one upset stomach, any acid reflux, any issues with using the restroom or anything, dude. I ate pizza once a day, pasta once a day, pastries in the morning, lots of cappuccino, and I ate like a pig, and I felt great. And we came back here. The person I was traveling with insisted on going to Jack in the Box, and I don't feel so great today.
Yeah. Well, these Twizzlers today will get you right. I'm sure about that.
Yeah, yeah. These are made in Italy. Yeah, there's something said for that. A lot of people say that there's something wrong with flour here in the U.S.
With our flour.
With our flour, not the not the European flour.
Italian flour.
Yeah. Well, I heard that's the GMOs. No, they're not a big supporter of GMOs over there.
Could be. Yeah, I think.
I don't want to confirm that 100%, but
I've heard people you might say be onto something there. Yeah, Sean and I were in Atlanta this past weekend.
Yeah, we were, buddy.
And we had a
Georgia,
great time.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some Consumers fans. Some of the members of the Coterie were out. They were very nice people.
Fly or drive?
Flew.
How'd that go?
No perfect. Problems.
Great. No problems.
Lovely.
Yeah, bang up
we
trip.
Did well.
Happy to hear that.
Things are progressing with Sean and I. And he's he also got... got to live the Sky Priority life with Delta a little bit. Got to
man. Thought I noticed a little bit of a glow.
Yeah, that's that shine you see from me, man.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I got to cut the line, man, and you do feel pretty good about it.
How'd
man.
That feel?
You know, that was a fun one. The line is nice. You know, the front row seat stuff is okay, or like we have like the first 15 rows,
right?
Which is nice, but whatever. That's not a game changer for me. But the TSA line is nice because there was, I mean, Atlanta's an insane airport. I'd say
busiest in the world.
Yeah, I'd say 100 people easily. I would be in front of me to get through TSA.
Oh,
but Greg's like, no. We're Sky Priority.
Wow.
Literally nobody in, like, walked right up, put your stuff right on the belt.
First time really since I've known him that he seems grateful about anything.
That's
he
true.
Was actually he was like, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was, yeah.
Were people calling you out like you're a working man, you're a man of the people.
Yeah.
Like they know.
Yeah.
Whether they know you or not, they just see you and they're like.
I think it does ruin his credibility as a man of the people a little bit.
I'll tell you what they're calling out, man. I wore a Bills shirt in the airport. I had about 10 people say something arriving in Atlanta.
Good stuff.
People, they're just out there, man. The Bills fans are ready. It's our year, baby.
Yep. That's great, man.
2-0, looking good. Sean, I mean, we got along fine, but he did flip out a couple of times. Notably, CVS. He's got to go get some toothpaste, I think, after the show. Really struggling in the CVS. Yeah. Comes storming to the front. I've already done buying my stuff. He goes, I can't find the toothpaste, man.
Dental.
Just screaming. Like they hid it from him. It was exactly where you'd find
CVS?
The toothpaste. Yeah, yeah. Just,
I'll admit it,
just
dude.
Mad about everything.
Look, we all know I got problems. All right, that's been established a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, I have like an extra layer of problems with just identifying something. Like in a store, I just can't see it. Even down to even a refrigerator, I could go in a refrigerator and where's the ketchup, and it'll be right there, and I just don't. I'm like, it's not there. It's gone, and then I flip out to Heather. I mean, you threw it out. We can't have any ketchup. I want to move.
You'd think knowing this, it's something you could work on a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to work on it. Well, I just can't
not
things.
Flip out. Realize that if you have that issue, then maybe don't vocalize it so aggressively.
Right. Well, so in this one was a little tricky because it was not exactly toothpaste. It was the dental picks. Because I mean, beef
that's
jerky.
What you were looking for.
I mean, beef jerky again. We're back on the jerky train. And that stuff, you know, it hangs out in your teeth, man. It's gross. So obviously, I'll brush, but I want to get that stuff.
So you weren't
up.
Looking for toothpaste. I understand that.
So
that
was a tricky find.
It's all together. Like he's just looking for the dental aisle.
Yeah,
he couldn't find any dental product.
I went like lane, like row one, up, down, and I don't know what I did. I don't know. I just bypassed it.
It's pretty close to the front, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like front right, and then I'm like, this is ridiculous. Then I go to pay, and then I went cash. I don't bring my wallet a lot on stand. So I had a bunch of cash, and it's like card only. I'm like,
oh, it's CVS?
Yeah. I was in the car, and he comes out. He's like, "Guy, give me your card. I'll give you the cash." I was like, "Nah, man, I'm gonna buy you some stuff, just to make him mad."
Yeah, yeah, he did buy my dental supplies.
Yeah, I did. I paid for his dental supplies.
But then it was just that stuff just infuriating. All I wanted to do was get my picks and leave. I just wanted my picks.
Oh man, you were in there for a good.
I know it was like half an
minutes.
Hour experience.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
And then I go back in, and then the lady like monitoring the counter. It was self check.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't the she's on guard. Well, then she pulled my bags behind the main counter. And then she disappeared. So I.
What do you mean? I don't understand. When you went out to Greg,
let me
explain
it because he's gonna probably mess it up. He brought his stuff up to pay. Okay.
He couldn't pay. Had to go.
Couldn't
get the car from you.
Had to come to the car.
Yeah.
Left his stuff there by the checkout thing. When he got back, his stuff wasn't there. She had hidden it behind the counter.
That is correct.
And then she was nowhere to be found. So his anger is at a high here. Also, probably taking it out on her a little bit. That he couldn't find the toothpaste.
Mm. You know? No, I was cool with her. I didn't bother her, man. It was just one of those things that should have taken 5 minutes and 35 minutes. So.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Greg did count my dental picks.
Well, it's worth it for a jerky-free smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean has a nice smile.
Yeah.
Always got clean teeth. And then, Tim and I witnessed it just seemed like the beginning of a flip out right before we went on air.
Yeah.
Something your washer-dryer.
We, our oven,
sorry.
You know, I really shouldn't do this. My girlfriend, Heather's very lovely and I love her.
She's great.
But she fumbled. She made a big mistake.
No.
Everyone pay attention. Listen up.
Yeah.
Don't ever do self-clean in the oven. This all started just her trying to be a hero and try to do the self-clean. So I guess she started it, and it was on for like 15 minutes. Well, when you start it, there's an automatic lock that goes on because it gets up to 1,000 degrees or something like that.
Oh.
And obviously, if you pull an oven door that hot, I mean, you can legitimately burn yourself.
Yeah.
Well, the oven latch just stayed locked forever.
So just finished self-cleaning and you still couldn't open it?
Yeah.
That's
basically.
It.
We didn't even finish because we forgot to pull the oven racks. I guess you have to pull everything out of the oven.
When you do the
self-cleaning? So we were like maybe 15 to 30 minutes in, stop. And then we're like, why isn't the thing not flipping over? So I'm like, okay.
Probably because it didn't complete the cycle.
But so I go to YouTube. It's a GE electric oven, not that old, maybe 5-6 years. And it's like, hold the cancel button for 3 seconds. Nothing. You know, wait a full day. Make sure it's completely cool. Nothing. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. You know, and then you get like something like a screwdriver or something. And you can throw it like kind of in these slots to manually override it.
Okay.
And that worked. I'm like, fixed it. I fixed it. Hero. And then you go to shut it. It won't shut. Now it won't shut. And you can't obviously turn. You can't turn on the oven when the door's open. So, and then we just found out it's like $450. You know, and that's why I flipped out.
Oh, is that the price is why you flipped out?
Yeah, the price is why I flipped out. Because at this point, at what point do you just say, "Well, I guess we'll just buy a new oven"?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know an oven's obviously more than $450, but it's like, if you're gonna dump $450, do you go and spend $800 on new?
Upgrade that thing, yeah.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
I can't remember. I just bought an oven. I can't remember. It wasn't $450.
Well, so yeah, I think they're about $70. Nah, I just fix it.
Did you guys break it?
Yeah. Well, here's what we've learned.
Yeah.
This is I guess the guy said that be careful with a self-clean mode because people rarely do it. And that latch that it pivots on, it's just basically, it never gets used.
It's only there for self-cleaning.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. So it's like when that switch goes, it's like, I don't know if it's not rusted or whatever, but it's not used to moving constantly. And I guess the advice was, just scrub it by hand or something. I self-cleaning basically is not advised.
That's why people come on this podcast. They want to hear good consumer advice. Don't use a self-clean.
Yeah. If you have, tell me. I want to hear a success story. I want to take this negative into a positive. Tell me a joyous time that you've self-cleaned and it worked. We try and do something beneficial for the oven and it just ends up backfiring.
I've learned a lot here because I've never used self-cleaning. You see it and I'm always like, how does it work?
Oh, yeah.
And you're telling me it's just extraordinary heat.
It just burns off.
Like, I know. I
think it's like 1,000 degrees.
Wow.
And then,
that's hot.
So you had problems too, dude. You're in the weeds, man. You had to get a code red on your watch and dryer.
Problems.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. Within the last, since I saw you guys, I was folding some laundry and it smelled like fish. Here's the thing,
was
man.
Was it the salmon shirt?
He got that a few times this week. He's talking about it on stage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Randy liked it.
Randy loved it. You know.
Thank you, Randy.
Yeah. I'm folding the, I'm folding the clothes and they smell like fish. Definitely like fish. And, I leave all kinds of stuff in my pocket, but I know I didn't leave a bass in my pocket, you know? So I left it, you know, and then maybe a week later I tried it, still smelled like fish, even more fish.
Oh my God.
And I called up the GE. It's still under warranty. Called up GE. It's a washer dryer tower,
okay.
You know, and, you can't break them apart. So I called up GE and they said, yeah, we'll send somebody out. You know, it's not them. It's the person they
hired. And I just
want
to be clear. It actually smelled like seafood. Not just
fish.
That mildew. Like,
fish.
Undoubtedly.
Okay. Like any, like swordfish or?
I don't know. That's kind of what they were like. What? Well, can you tell me more? I'm like, freshwater? yeah. Can we just, it's unpleasant. Okay. I call them and they get, you know, this appliance guy comes out and, it's not that it's somebody they contract or whatever. And
sure.
He comes out and I'm like, smells like fish. And he goes, yeah. And I Googled dryer fish.
Yeah.
It's a thing that happens. And they were like, that's an electrical problem. Be careful. Don't use that dryer. So that, you know, that's when I got things in the motion. So he comes out, he goes, no, there's no electrical problem. He goes, it's just, it needs to burn some oil off. I go, well, I've had it for a year. I would imagine whatever is burnt off is. He's like, well, maybe you jarred something. Now there's another level of something that you get to burn off. Just run it for a while.
Oh,
so the next day I run it for, or that day I run it for a couple of hours. You know, I was like, how long? He goes, a couple hours. I ran it like two cycles, nothing in there. Smells even more like fish. And at that point, this is where I'm irresponsible and impatient. But I was like, I'm home 50 days out of the year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to, this will be, we're looking at what? I mean, 2 months before you actually get it resolved,
yeah.
Before you get somebody to come back out. And I was like, all right, we're done with this. And Matt, my brother, was staying with me. And Matt's like, you got a junky washer dryer, man. He goes, it's your fault. And I was like, what? He's like, nah, it's junk. And I didn't think it was that bad. So I just and I called the people, the place that I bought it from, and they weren't exactly helpful.
Mm.
They weren't like mean or anything, but they're like, hey, kind of your problem. Call the
big box.
No.
Okay.
Medium box.
Okay.
So don't want to throw them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't want to. Yeah. No people over there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to go buy. I'm just going to, we're writing this off. Ugh. Writing this off. It's a loss. Going to go buy another washer and dryer. So I go to Lowe's and I'm in the market for a washer and dryer.
Yeah.
And I don't know what stuff costs at this point. I will pay you so much money if you just assure me that it's not going to smell like fish. Yeah. That's the only thing that
That's the only thing you're looking for.
I walk in, I go to Lowe's. I go, hey man. He goes, what can I help you with? I go, I'm looking for a washer and dryer. He goes, well, you came to the right place, buddy. I'm like, I got the guy.
Yeah.
That's all he had. He knew nothing else about anything. The only thing that he knew was that they carried washers and dryers. Yeah. Like, so, and I literally was like, hey man, what's the best one? Like, just, I would have paid so much. Yeah. Just tell me. He's like, you know, we got a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
I'm like, what about that one? That looks good. Let me look at the internet. I have the internet.
I know.
I want you to interpret the internet for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so I went, I was like, I just can't do it. So I went to Home Depot. She was a little better.
Okay.
And so I bought an LG washer and dryer. I don't know. It's rated 4.5 stars. And then I was at the club and I was telling the story and somebody's like, that's not very good.
I'm
like,
the crowd was not happy with this LG purchase. Yeah.
But the LG's already, they made it this morning. It's there. The other one's gone. Yeah.
What'd you do with that one?
They take it away. Yeah, that's part of the deal.
Wow.
But the one thing I did get is I got the Home Depot, like for 5 years, Home Depot has to fix it.
That's good.
If it doesn't smell like. But and apparently, when you first get a washer dryer, you got to run them or they will smell. Like it does have to burn some stuff off. But
no kidding.
His thing saying you got to burn it off. I'm like, I've had it for a year. So yeah. And the other thing I just realized this morning was I do take fish oil and sometimes I leave.
No
stuff in my,
way.
Like maybe it was the fish oil.
Dude, fish oil. He could be onto something, man. Yeah. He's got his bag of pills.
Your baggie that's full of stuff. Yeah. There's a bunch of it in there.
Yeah. The problem is I've done that before and I've never had it.
Here's the other thing. When you told them this or when you looked up on the internet, people weren't like, what are you talking about?
No,
they're like, that's
like,
a thing.
Yeah,
if they had been like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard, then I'd be like,
I just Googled fish dryer.
Right.
And a lot of stuff came up. Yeah.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, he doesn't use, he's not a fabric softener guy either. He doesn't help his cause.
Not either.
No, I don't really.
Well, you think that fights the fish?
I'm just saying.
I think it just gives
it a nice little scent. You know, or even a linen. What's it called?
Dryer sheet. Yeah.
You don't use a dryer sheet, or
no? I did, and then I was like, I don't know what good this is doing me. And then
I don't care.
Stopped doing it.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
I'm in the minority here. I thought that's like, I don't know, using soap in a shower. Like it's what you do.
I use dryer sheets in the shower.
Procter and Gamble, it makes Downy as well as Tide, and Downy is a monster seller. So it's a huge business. I just never got into it, and they make Bounce too. I never got into it.
Yeah.
So it is big business. You're not a minority, but I just never really.
I did it, and then I ran out of them one time. Didn't do it anymore. Didn't see a difference, and was like, who cares?
Yeah. And then there was that time when you guys had it was an appearance on the Tonight Show or whatever, and you had a dryer sheet on your. On your sport jacket, right?
Yeah, I don't like to talk about that.
Dude, it was terrible.
That's why it's sour.
It's what broke up the band, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. We finished and Leno pulled it real quick at the end. Yeah. You see that footage. It's pretty good. I wanted to talk to you about something. First of all, both fascinating stories. I learned a ton from both of you, and I appreciate it. I was at the Green Tree Festival this weekend in Kirkwood.
So many great memories.
Greg and I grew up in Kirkwood here in St. Louis, and just a great celebration they do. Went to the parade.
Yeah.
And I sent you guys some footage, the Kirkwood High School marching band, of which Greg was a part.
Yeah.
They came by. Greg famously talks about playing clarinet in the band for so long, your success. You talk about it recently in first chair. Three quarters of this band and about a tenth of the parade were clarinet players.
Yeah, man.
Why are there so many? Is that every marching band? Is that specific to the Kirkwood marching band? Is that because of the popularity of you and Flute Man that all these people got?
Man, I'd like to say that, but I can't say that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's a competitive instrument. I mean, it's like, why do people want to play lead guitar? You know,
because it's cool.
Clarinet's the lead guitar of the band.
Give me a real answer. Is every marching band that clarinet heavy?
I will tell you that I don't know. I know every band is clarinet heavy. You know, if I'm looking at my band right now,
a marching band,
the marching band, but marching band and the concert band were pretty much the same people.
Okay.
There's some people that didn't march. I didn't after my sophomore year.
Stop marching. Okay.
Stop playing after my junior year.
Yeah.
But if I look at the band, I think there's probably, if you said who has the most instrument, it's just the clarinet. I don't know what it is. There's a lot of clarinet players. Flute is pretty close behind.
I didn't see that many flutes, man.
Yeah.
There might have been 50 clarinet players.
Yeah, man. It's a big deal.
Different is a clarinet from
and they were on the way back.
Very, very different.
Totally different.
Radically different instruments.
A flute doesn't have a reed on it.
Yeah.
It's so silver.
I know nothing about.
Clarinet is a woodwind.
So's the flute. It's a
flute
woodwind.
Is also a woodwind.
Yeah. So is a saxophone.
Saxophone.
Several different kinds of saxophones.
I dabbled in saxophone.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get in there, man?
I did.
In Kenny G.
Like fourth grade, fifth grade. Yeah.
Yeah.
David Sanborn.
Oh, he's from Kirkwood.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
He's the best. He passed away.
He did pass away recently.
Yeah,
I think.
It's
yeah.
Too bad.
He was a legend.
In yeah.
Sort of jazz fusion.
The best kind of saxophone player there was. He was a legend.
Yeah, sax is fun. Remember, like the 80s had like that kind of. There was always like a bridge. And so
a lot of sax.
Clarence just, and the E Street Band.
Rob Lowe played it in that movie. St. Elmo's Fire. Thank you, Randy.
Oh, Randy coming in for the win.
Yeah.
Rob,
it's a little before our time.
Rob Lowe played it.
Yeah.
But so I think
that Lost
maybe
Boys
there's,
guy.
There's quite a few trumpet players in the band.
I'm saying it was
clarinet heavy.
It was so clarinet heavy.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated, but I just
I'll try to get into it. Like, I'll try to see if there's something, some new trends.
Call some people.
Now is the tuba still around? Are people still getting involved?
Tubas are around, man.
Now in the marching band, that's a sousaphone. It's basically a wearable tuba.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
What does that mean in human terms?
Like wearable tuba was as human as I can go.
You wrap it around your body.
Oh, I guess you don't have to hold it.
It's like a life preserver.
Oh, I thought they were all wearable because they're so big.
Got straps. So a saxophone has a strap. A clarinet, you're just holding. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess sometimes you can do the attachment thing. No. But a tuba, goes around your body.
Right.
So if you carried a regular tuba, it'd be pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's
whereas
what I'm
with the sousaphone, which is the named after John Philip Sousa, I would imagine. It's sort of like goes around your body and probably takes some of the pressure off.
Yeah. Okay.
It's almost like they put a life preserver on the end of a tuba and then made the horn kind of clear your head.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. We got to get more into marching band stuff.
We may change this thing from a brand podcast to just go straight marching band.
Or just I'm trying to find the... who's the foremost maker of woodwind instruments? Like, who would we do that would allow us to dive into this?
Man, it goes back. I mean, Buffet was like the elite clarinet one.
Okay.
But that was like...
Jimmy?
Yeah, Jimmy Buffet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that was... Selmar, I think, was pretty good saxophone and clarinet.
Doesn't ring a bell.
We're going way back.
Okay.
If you had a wood clarinet, and I got one as an adult... I got one to play something on your radio show back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I got a nice clarinet right now.
So the wood one, that's the best kind, the ones that are made of wood?
A wood clarinet is a pretty cool thing, not plastic.
Yeah. Cool.
And you still got some game in that business, man? I mean, could you hop in there and, if somebody needed you in a pinch, could you get the job done? I guess somebody wasn't at the
show we did over in Belleville.
Oh, yeah. He played at Belleville. We did a Courtney show live at the Lincoln Theater.
It was on the road.
And Greg came out and
played
with the band, and it was pretty awesome. So we did it. It was a parody of John Cougar Mellencamp's R.O.C.K. in the USA. Brando, who's been on this show before, who's on the Courtney show, he did, it was R.O.C.K. in the 618, which is the area code on that side of the river over there in Illinois. And so he wrote some lyrics. I played guitar. Kevin of Consumers fame played the drums, and Greg came out and did. There's a little solo in there. Greg came out and did it after he had. Greg headlines the show, then the band is the big finale, and Greg comes out. The problem is Greg was wearing like a fedora and sunglasses, so no one knew that it was him.
Yeah,
is that right?
Which would have been
undercover.
Pretty amazing if the guy you had just seen, crush for an hour and the band's playing, you're like, what's going on? And then Greg Warren comes out and takes a solo.
Yeah, man.
Tim's good, though, man, because he was able to sort of transpose the music because it's was the sheet music was in not written for a clarinet. The clarinet was in a different key of whatever instrument the sheet music was written for, and Tim was okay. able to transpose it, go up like help. a level or two, a note or two.
Because notes, it's a a concert A and a regular old A are different. It's all very confusing.
I never got to that level, but they made it sound pretty good.
You know? Yeah, man.
Yeah, it was good. It was cool. We'll have to have you play on the pod one of these days.
I'll do it.
Yeah. No, we got to set them up, man.
Yeah. All right.
Feel good.
Let's dive into this thing, should we?
Yeah, Tim's taking the brand this week. Tim, what do we got?
Twizzlers, folks. It is a licorice. I'm a big fan to the point where it's dangerous. I got to buy the small packages because if I'm opening it, I'm finishing
it. They're all done.
Really?
It is my one of my go-tos at the movie theater for sure,
yeah.
And a huge go-to of mine, Twizzlers in a few different forms, for road trips. And I spent so much of my life on tour driving the Ludo van, and it was Twizzlers and like pretzels were always my, that's what I was taking down on the way. A lot of pull and peel, we'll get into that. Mm. You know, there's a lot of different things, but this is, you know, when you think of the main Twizzler, you think of what are actually called twists.
Okay.
They call these Twizzler twists, even though everyone just knows them as Twizzlers, and strawberry is, that's the one doing all the heavy lifting. Are you guys Twizzler fans?
Yeah. No, I have always enjoyed them. Yeah.
Not something that I have with any regularity.
Okay.
But I will say the times when I've had them, I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I probably had them the most maybe in high school.
Yeah. Great time for Twizzlers.
The nibs, is that a Twizzler product?
We got nibs. That's a Twizzler product.
Yeah, I think I ate a decent amount of those. Yeah, that's what I'm talking
about. The nibs will get you, man. Yeah. We'll dive into all of it. Twizzlers, by pounds, they are the fourth best-selling candy in the country.
By pound.
Yep. Which it's a heavy candy.
It is a heavy candy.
So that works to their advantage.
Yeah.
But that, you know, when you think Twizzlers, you think, oh, Twizzlers are a... Twizzlers is, what
licorice.
Is it? Licorice. Licorice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you, Randy.
I beat him to licorice.
You didn't beat Randy.
No,
I beat him to licorice.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. It's on tape, dude.
Okay.
Randy gotcha. Most people know this, but I think to start out the conversation, it's worth saying, real licorice is black licorice. This actually is not licorice.
Oh, do you have some black licorice?
Couldn't even find it.
I love black licorice.
Yeah.
As
a kid, I was like, why do they even make this? It's so repulsive. Yeah. And then as an adult, I'm kind of like, it's okay.
I love it.
But it's funny. We've come to know red licorice as licorice, but it has no actual licorice in it. The black licorice. And Twizzlers does still make black licorice, and it has the licorice
plant. They do make it still.
In it. They do make it still.
But you couldn't find it.
Couldn't find it.
See, be careful. Going.
I'm just saying. No, I'm giving you. I'm not giving you a hard time. No, I'm just prepping you.
This is where it's
you.
Going. He's trying to. This is one of Brian's specialty. As like, it could be 6 months later. This is him trying to justify his laziness on the Lifesaver episode. This is that. That's not where you were going.
I mean, if you just don't stop talking, you literally. I literally couldn't get my point across.
You have a floor.
I'm
going to eat some Twizzlers. Randy and I are going to eat Twizzlers.
I'm saying.
Enjoy this.
That people listening to this, they will find a way to find it. I'm not saying that you did a bad job.
Yeah.
Right? I'm just saying that watch how magically it appears. And for some reason, I had to just give me a hard time.
People
are we already
it.
Trying these?
I went to a few different places.
Yeah, it's either that or listen to you talk.
All right, I'll take the orange.
I went to a few different places. I wanted to dive into the weird stuff later, but
man, that stuff, man.
Let me ask you
this: that blows your stomach out. No dice.
Listen, Greg just opened the chocolate ones. That's fine. Let's go with the original. Start that first, and then we're going to get into the different variations,
all right, man.
If that's okay with you. So again, real licorice is black licorice. Twizzlers does still make it. Licorice is the licorice plant. It is called, there's no way I'm going to say this right, Glycyrrhiza glabra. It is a flowering plant of the bean from the root of which a sweet flavoring is extracted. The licorice plant, it's a legume, just like our friend.
Just like the peanut.
The peanut that we talked about. There are some similarities with Twizzler and Jif.
You're not telling me there's a licorice.
Peanut butter licorice?
Butter out there, is there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think so.
By the way, interesting that we're talking about this after the whole marching band talk. You know what the clarinet's nickname is?
Oh, licorice stick?
The licorice stick.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Let me ask you one thing.
That's why everyone's trying to play it. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Is it licorice or licorice? Because the way it's spelled, it seems like it's licorice.
I go with the ish.
Ish is how I've always heard it, but it's spelled like is.
Yeah, but there's a lot of things are spelled one way and pronounced another. I think you'd sound like a crazy person if you said licorice.
Licorice?
Yeah. Licorice. Now, you can also spell it the Q-U-O-R-I-C-E way.
Well, that's, yeah, but that's got alcohol in it.
No, I liked it. I kind of liked it.
It's Randy's pulling it up. It is licorice. Licorice.
Oh, wow. So I've been saying it bad for all these years.
No, you're saying it right.
Licorice.
I say ish.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, that's his
ish, ish.
Licorice.
Bargatze.
There it is.
This plant originated in the China or the Middle East. Wait. Nope, that is wrong. Sorry. It is native to West Asia, North Africa, and Southern Europe. The word comes from a Greek word that basically means sweet root.
Sweet root?
Sweet root, because there's a sweetness in it. It's pretty interesting. It contains a natural sweetener, glycerin, which is over 50 times sweeter than sucrose.
Wow.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
You guys got me jumping all over the place here. Licorice extracts have been used as sweets for millennia around the world, originating in China or the Middle East. So they've been using that as a you know, candy, more or less, forever. But in 1760, that was the first time that they combined it with sugar and were like, here we go. We're off to the races. Black licorice, which is the real licorice, is made of licorice extract, sugar, and then a binder. The base is typically starch or flour. And then there's gelatin, something like that. And then beeswax, give it that shiny surface in most cases.
Really?
And okay. Also, like peanut butter, molasses.
Molasses.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah, I told you about the sucrose. Daily. So this is crazy. Again, we're talking about black licorice. We're talking about actual licorice here.
Yeah.
You can eat too much of it. The black licorice. Yeah. Daily consumption of 50 grams or more can increase your blood pressure.
And whoa.
And if you remember, this is back in 2020. A guy from Massachusetts ate a bag and a half of black licorice every day for several weeks, and he died. He had a heart attack due to, ready, pseudohyperaldosteronism.
Oh, yeah.
That gave him hypokalemia.
Yeah.
And he died of a heart attack from the black licorice.
Yeah, man.
I mean, was he like doing a bit or something? Like,
why was he eating that much?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
He's hungry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's what was around.
Well, I could go through a pack of this.
Oh, yeah. Did you open the orange stuff already?
Sean, I'll tell you what, you
man, is it fun.
Coming out of that CBS the other day, you seemed a little hypokalemic.
I like it, man.
Sorry, I had a bite. I thought that was gonna go on a little bit longer.
No, that's all right, buddy. Yeah. You're enjoying it?
I am enjoying it, yeah. So technically, Twizzlers are a licorice-type candy. Again, they call them Twizzler Twist. Black licorice is actually redundant, but that's just what people say, because when you think licorice, you think of the red stuff.
Yeah, it's like chicken fajitas. That's not, to Mexican people, that's like not a thing.
Oh, to Mexican people, fajitas by definition are chicken?
No, fajitas are beef.
Oh.
And like when you say chicken fajitas, that's an abomination.
Got it.
Of fajitas.
Got it. All right, I got to put the Twizzlers down and get back to the business.
Yeah, get to work, buddy.
Twizzlers were first produced by Young and Smiley. That's what the company was called in 1929 when Twizzlers first came out. Now the company is known as Y&S Candies, and they're owned by Hershey's and have been since 1977.
Okay.
Twizzlers are a Hershey product.
Young and Smiley sold to them, or were there some interim?
Young and Smiley, correct. Young and Smiley, which went through some changes,
yeah.
They sold to Hershey. But Young and Smiley's been around since 1845. They set up shop in Brooklyn, but it looks like they got involved in some things in Canada as well. And they were in the licorice game. They were selling everything from licorice root to lozenges to 5-pound tins of licorice pellets, which sound really good. In 1902, they merged with a few other firms who were in the licorice game and started the National Licorice Company. They remained that all the way until 68 when they went back to Y&S Candies and kind of go by Young and Smiley. They opened a plant, like I said, up in Montreal. But in 1929, the Twizzlers brand was created and debuted. However, it didn't go mainstream until the 1960s. It was kind of a regional
also
thing
ran, yeah.
where it was out there. And then the 60s, people started to figure out what Twizzlers was. in the 70s, and it's unclear about whether this was Hershey's getting involved or if this stuff was happening at the same time. They were just in the black licorice game, and then all of a sudden they started saying, hey, let's, instead of actual the licorice root, let's put in strawberry, cherry, other flavors.
Yeah.
And that's when it really took off. So strawberry, grape, chocolate, cherry. We have chocolate. Let me try some of that chocolate licorice.
Oh, chocolate.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Never, have you had chocolate licorice ever?
Never.
Looks good.
I'm going to have it more.
Yeah. Boy, that's tough. There we go.
Yeah. Sean, you want to try
Yeah. Let's burn it down.
Don't All burn right. it down, buddy. Don't. You've been doing real well. Don't burn it down.
Twizzlers, as we know them, are made from corn syrup, wheat flour, sugar, and cornstarch. I did a lot of research. Some people are like, the recipe hasn't changed from the beginning. And then some things say, oh, no, it's changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
So if you're using those corn products, I assume that was not the original thing way back in the 20s, but who knows? Twizzlers mostly made in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but there's also a plant in Memphis, Tennessee. Same plants make chewing gum and other candies. Again, it's all Hershey's and whatever.
Yeah, Hershey, yeah. PA. That's so it's Lancaster's probably close.
Yeah, yeah, all in that area. Nibs. Did you try the nibs yet?
Have not. I'll open those up. These are cherry flavored.
Hard to say. I got to be honest. The regular, the twists, if you will, I will eat. I enjoy them. It's great. I like to use them as a straw, which I brought some soda. We'll do that. Have you guys done that? The straw?
No, I didn't know that was a move. That.
Okay. Yeah. When Randy has a second, he's going to go grab some of these sodas and we can try that. The twist, which is their main selling thing, easy to find in strawberry. That is the most common one. I believe it's 70% of their business is the strawberry twist. 70% of the twist business is strawberry. Mm-hmm. However, the nibs, the bits, all of which we have here, and the pull and peel, it's all about cherry.
Okay.
And for me, I prefer those other products by a lot to the main thing. The main thing is a little bit
good.
Lacking in flavor, and people complain a lot about it being waxy. So I got a Pepsi and a Dr. Pepper if you guys want to get in.
Yeah, I'll let you guys do it. I'm going to probably back off on the soda
which
straw
one?
Thing.
As I said, burning this house down today.
Nah, just have a little bit.
I don't care. It's just, over.
No, don't do that. No, don't you look that. Good. Yeah. Everybody's excited for
I'm
you.
I'm just joking around, man. Although I am going to treat myself a little bit.
Just try a sip for the sake of the
just a sip, buddy. Just a sip.
Soda's not my hook, so I'm not worried about it. Boy, now, what are we doing here, Tim?
Is it mine? So you're going to take the standard twist, the strawberry twist, Greg and Richie one. It's this one right here. You are going to bite off each end. I like to take a bite perpendicular to sort of the way of the Twizzler, if you will. It's going to keep that open. You got to be very careful not to collapse the straw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all over it.
Now put it in your Pepsi.
He knows to do that. Okay.
Actually, I didn't.
Glad he's treating me. You like all right, a dummy.
I think I collapsed my straw. You getting anything?
How
good?
Do you like it?
Satisfying? Tell me about it. Greg, I need another one if you don't mind.
Yeah, we got plenty.
I blew it. Oh my God, he's going to drink the whole thing.
Don't drink the whole thing, buddy. Come on. No. You've done a lot of good work.
I just want to make sure I really got involved.
What'd you think?
Yeah, it's fine.
You've never done that in your life?
Never.
I've never done it.
I didn't even know that's legal in this country.
As a kid, you thought you were having a good time until the first time you did this. And you were like, this is at a party where it's like, yeah, this is how we're doing it. Also, you know, all this fighting about straws, very environmentally friendly.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, that's a good point, man.
I can't get any soda.
Yeah. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, man. Probably got to start using some of my dental picks, buddy.
Yeah, that might be what it is. Too much jerky. Mmm.
There you go, man.
God, I love Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper's really good.
Can't wait for that one. Since I told you that. Lancaster and then Memphis. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Nibs. Nibs have been around forever. You think, oh, that's a new product.
Yeah.
Nibs almost came out at the same time as licorice. There was a competing company, and then they kind of merged. And then Twizzlers had to be really careful. They're like, listen, we need to really separate the nibs from Twizzlers. Because Twizzlers is obviously the main thing, and it's over all of these products. They're all Twizzler products, but Twizzlers, the Twizzler twists, are in fact the real thing. So they did a lot of stuff to kind of separate. But for my money, man, nibs, bits, and pull and peel are
a bit.
Just amazing. Bits are a little bit bigger than nibs. Okay. We have some.
Now, hang on, Tim. Let me ask you. Is pull and peel?
Sorry, bites. I said bits, and I meant
pull
bites.
Pull and peel is the same flavor as the nibs or the twist?
You can get all the things in different flavors, but pull and peel is more common in cherry. So even if you go to just like Walgreens, which I did, at Walgreens, you're getting strawberry twist, but then cherry when it comes to the nibs, the pull and peel, and the bites. Bites are good.
Gotcha.
Bites are a little bit more on the waxy original.
Yeah,
side.
They are. And the like original one is strawberry, like the classic one.
Correct.
That's the strawberry.
Yeah, but okay. He's saying 70%. He likes the flavored, and the flavored come more often in the varieties. Now, this is the pull and peel.
Pull and peel is so good. Pull and peel came out in 1994.
Okay.
And was a game changer. I was pretty fascinated that Twizzlers wasn't kind of a big deal even until the 70s.
Yeah.
That's pretty interesting.
That would have been my heyday for eating candy. Well, as opposed
candy was huge for you.
The last 6 months.
I think pull and peel is my number one. And again, this would get dangerous.
Softer.
Yeah. It would get dangerous for me, whether it was a movie theater or a road trip where if a bag got opened, it was going down.
All right. So
I'm not a
big... This is strawberry. The pull and peel.
Cherry.
Cherry.
Okay.
Really the only strawberry thing is the
regular.
The primary
standard.
Twist.
Which that's what I like.
And then we'll get into some of the crazy flavors. So we've got...
And this is unreal, man. If you get into this,
you like the orange,
dude. It's the craziest thing I've ever had.
So the thing
does it taste like a dreamsicle?
Yeah, they nailed it.
It's filled with something, right?
Yeah, something magical.
They're constantly coming out with variations, like all these candy companies are. But the one that we've got quite a few flavors of are these filled twists. So it's the regular twist you know and love, but different fillings. We got tropical blast. Sean is enjoying orange cream.
That's got to be just like a dreamsicle, right?
We also have sweet and sour.
It's perfect.
Is it really good?
Right.
Better than a pull and peel.
Best I've ever had.
I want to eat this so bad.
What's this one?
And I got to keep talking.
Lobster bisque.
I'm curious to try the zero sugar.
Hey, man, tread lightly with those.
Sean's saying
because
you had a bad experience.
GI stuff.
Yes, those zero. Man, dude, that was, that busted my stomach.
It'll mess up your stomach, you're saying?
I'm just saying, like, zero sugar candy can be.
Brutal.
So you're not saying this stuff in particular?
Not particularly just that. Just saying anything that's like promotes sugar-free, zero sugar candy has been.
Just holding it feels just like a regular Twizzler.
Is that regulation feel?
Mm-hmm. Kind of slightly, I think it's a little more red.
It is.
I mean, I would say, Twizzlers is red and that's red!
Yeah. Randy gave you a sympathy laugh there.
I don't want your sympathy laugh, Randy.
Hey, he's trying to make you feel good, buddy.
No, man.
It's
not great.
Get involved in this fruit basket thing.
Zero sugar is not great. Let me try an orange cream, please.
Oh, dude. It's on.
Sean ate
I've already ate half of them, so keep them away. Keep it away now.
Keep it away now.
Pull and Peel came out in 1994. Later, Twerps and Straws came out. They make specific a straw. That came out in 2004. The company also makes super long version that is 2 feet long. Regular Twizzlers, about 8 inches long. Sometimes,
2 feet,
sometimes
huh?
Just a little bit more.
I think I've seen that,
The 2-footer, yeah.
Yeah.
It's big. Sorry, another bite. I can't stop myself.
Yeah, man, you're supposed to be, carrying the bulk.
I know.
You can't be eating the whole time. I know this from experience.
If I'm going to do a food product, I have to do one I don't like because I get carried away.
Yeah, what food don't you like?
Green beans?
I mean, we could do meat products.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Could be good.
We should have had you do Slim Jim.
Yeah, we should. You're right, because I didn't do that at all. Yeah. This is interesting. All flavors of pull and peel and twist and cherry and black licorice flavored bites and nibs are kosher certified by the Orthodox Union. And then strawberry Twizzlers, cherry pull and peel bites, twists and nibs, black licorice Twizzlers, and chocolate flavored Twizzlers do not contain any animal gelatin or other animal products and are approved as vegan edible candy.
So, get in on this chocolate, buddy.
Yeah, I will. I'm all about it.
Chocolate I'm off of, but everything else is money.
You didn't like the chocolate, huh?
No. I mean, I'd eat it if it was...
You're not really a chocolate guy. Like you always like the weird kitty candies more than you do chocolate. At least when we're living together.
I don't know. There's something it's out of its place there, man. It just doesn't feel right in that. Like it's the same texture as the regular, so that's like what your brain's thinking you're getting, and then you get this hint of chocolate, and it just gets weird on me.
It's interesting.
I don't know.
It reminds me of some other chocolate product that I can't place what it is, but it feels like a Christmas candy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, oh, man, we have another bag here. Let's open that up. What's going on right there? Bring it over.
This is the Tropical Blast Pink Guava and Paradise Punch.
Book it.
And again, it's the filled one.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I don't think that stuff in the middle like fresh
that orange
gum.
Is filled, right? Isn't that orange? I told you, buddy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Somebody get on that. Find that orange.
You
I didn't know this? That's out there.
You tried this yet? The
I haven't
orange
tried
one?
It yet.
Randy, you want some orange?
Doesn't appeal to me.
Oh, it'll appeal to you.
It's good.
It'll appeal to you like an orange.
I don't like a cream-filled donut.
Yeah, this is a different
either.
Animal.
I don't either. This is not overly... It's not too much cream. It is... It's real, real good. It is real good. The most recent shape innovation was in 2020. They launched the Izzler. It is a Twizzler without the twist, hence the absence of the T.
Like it.
The Izzler. Pretty into it. Twizzler marketing.
Twizzler without the twist would be the Izzler. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, pretty good. Lots of great Twizzler marketing. I mean, especially it feels like when we were kids, maybe I was just more in tune to it then. The twist you can't resist.
Okay.
One of their big
things. A lot
things.
Of really clever animation, right?
Yes. I was watching some of these commercials, the ones in the kind of late 80s, early 90s. It was just the lips.
Yeah.
Would just sing nonsense songs. And
oh, yeah, man.
A lot of that was based around Twizzlers makes mouth happy.
Yeah.
I loved that.
And yeah. Mouth was sort of the character. And Mouth was...
He was saying he'd be like...
irreverent.
He was irreverent. He was... a little insane, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
You just never knew what he was going to do, but just it was like they just got somebody who made weird music videos and they're like, yeah, man, knock yourself out, whatever you want to do. But I liked it. Oh, they were good. You can't be serious with a Twizzler in your mouth. They did a campaign where it'd be like some very dramatic scene and then they'd cut to one guy and he'd have a Twizzler hanging out.
Oh, that's
out.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Like Godfather.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they showed serious situations, and then it'd be disrupted by someone chewing on a Twizzler. Like, you can't
it.
Be serious. Like,
I
it,
love
it lightens
it,
the mood, and that's been their thing from the beginning. Like, it's just fun. It's fun to eat a Twizzler. It's fun to, you know, pull apart the peel and peel, all that stuff. Twizzlers make my happy. You can't be happy with a Twizzler in your mouth. Low fat, long lasting fun. So this I got from their website. They do FAQs. And one of the FAQs is, are Twizzlers a healthy snack? And Twizzlers says, Twizzlers twists are a fun option for a low-fat snack. They're really into the low-fat thing. Now,
yeah, that's about 30 years old. I think we covered that last time where the whole, it's low-fat. That was Snackwells. They were on all over the shelves, and it's like, yeah, it's low fat, but it's loaded with sugar.
But they're still going for it. I mean, it is on
yeah,
the bag.
Yeah, there's not a lot of fat.
Yeah,
in this.
They're still sticking
that doesn't
with that
mean
game.
It's you're not going to get fat.
Right.
Yeah.
I just think it's
something that that was, and I bought into it in the 90s. I'm like, low fat, let's have it.
Yeah. Twizzler's still milking it.
Yeah.
So this is interesting, and Greg, maybe you know about this a little bit. When these things, I talked about the Twizzlers twist being 8 inches and they always air maybe a little bit bigger than that. And with a lot of the food packaging, because there are requirements, right? There are laws. If you state, hey, it's this many ounces or there's this much in here, obviously every little piece to these big companies, those margins are crazy. That money affects them. So they always err on the side of more because they don't want to get busted. One of these people opens up a package, the wrong one. They always err on the side of more, which is, you know.
That's guy like O'Brien takes it to the scales.
Yep.
Calls up, and he's gonna get, you know, hire a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's on the phone with Jay Kanzler.
Mm-hmm. One thing leads to another. But.
You okay, buddy?
Me, man.
Have some Pepsi.
Yeah, I had 19 of those, so I pulled the Slim Jim.
Boy, those
man,
oranges.
this is all solid. Usually.
That'd be a good meal for
I
you.
I mean, delicious. The orange is the life changer.
All the ones with
and
filling.
Oddly, I didn't think I'd be a filling guy, and this is all magical.
Did either of you guys try fat free?
You mean sugar free?
Sugar free.
I'll try a little bit.
Yeah,
it's not great.
Sean's saying that
the nibs are unbelievable.
I'm just saying, man, the next.
Did you get some nibs?
6 hours. Yeah, I nibbed it.
Okay, glad to hear it. I just the twists are. They're fine, but man, the work they're doing on the side in the cherry game. And again, when you go, it's interesting to me that when you go to the store, those are the flavors that you find.
Yeah.
Cherry on the side stuff.
He's not going to like the sugar-free.
Oh, those are brutal.
Yeah, it's a rough aftertaste.
I mean, yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You're actually, you're coming out backwards on this deal. Like, life would be, you're doing yourself more of a favor by not trying it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going backwards. It's mm-hmm. not. And now, look, I'm just calling it down the middle here. The overall,
you're
they're
going backwards on that deal.
Yeah. They're, all this other stuff's delicious. But yeah, this is kind of a tough swallow.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
I like the chocolate.
So talking about the packaging, and they've always aired more. Yeah. Well, now they're using AI to help standardize the weights of individual Twizzler boxes, which were previously only estimates. Obviously, like I said, the estimate in the supply chain, they would end up losing money. So now AI is monitoring the weight of each licorice stick, and Hershey's is reducing overfilled boxes, and that saves them money.
I gotcha.
I like it.
We're losing on that deal, though.
Yeah, like Sean said, we're losing on it.
Mm-hmm.
Astronaut Neil Armstrong, ever heard of him?
Yeah.
He was standing on the moon, and he said, I could really go for some Twizzlers right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that verified?
I saw it in multiple places.
No, I mean him being on the moon.
Oh. That I'm not as sure about, but if he was there.
You're intimating that we faked that.
Guys, I'm just saying, listen, you know, there was a lot of distractions they were throwing at us in 69.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I can't name one of them, but I'm just going to stick with that.
He'd back up.
I promise you, I've been making fun of whoever says, I don't know. You know, there's some people out there that'll stick with that.
Sure.
I know Greg doesn't like this stuff, but I'm doing the brand
today.
Say it,
buddy. You know what? You're the driver, not him. Thank God.
If you laid all the Twizzlers twists sold.
Oh, come on.
Randy got
it. It's the one thing we agreed not to do.
No, you agreed to it.
Exactly.
You agreed to it.
I said no if you laid them all. No. No.
Sean, who's doing the brand today?
No.
Is it me or is it Greg?
I don't remember. I mean, listen, podcast. Right. Just everybody just
it's interesting when you're talking about licorice.
Oh, everybody, God. You got to just breathe. Count to 20.
If you laid all the Twizzlers in the world end to end, you'd be a moron.
Well, that's not a good attitude.
No, it's not.
Listen, I don't think, it's I think it would negative. Be obnoxious as if every episode, like if you stacked 58 Otis elevators, you're going to reach the moon. You know, we don't need that aggravation. But something like this, Tim, I say go for it.
Of course you're going to be on his side. You're always on his side.
If he did it every week.
He's never not been on his side.
If that's not true at all.
My side is great. Everyone should vote Convy all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying that.
Pardon me?
You want to do these all the time?
No, it doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm just saying I'm a man of integrity and Sean appreciates that.
By the way,
just
can I throw this
just
in
go
real
ahead,
quick?
Get it out. You're also going to do the, yeah.
Hey, Tim, I got a few. Tim, you want to hear something?
Yeah.
We're walking in the airport yesterday. So we're talking about the podcast. I was like, you know, man, I think maybe in the next six months to a year, I think it'd be kind of fun if I host one.
Great.
I'll find a brand. I'll dig in. You know, I'll kind of just convey it my own way.
Yeah.
And Greg's like, man, I really don't think that'd be a good idea. dead serious. He's like, I mean, dude, you know,
I wasn't mean about it.
No, and that's what made it actually hilarious. That's what I'm telling. He's like, I mean, you know, man, just the way you are, and like, it would be bad.
I said it's not.
And
your
then
strength.
He's like, we would pile on you.
Your general personality.
I've never hosted one.
Well, we gave you a few segments, and you know,
bad, dude. It just didn't land. It wasn't that way.
I know because you didn't prepare.
That's not
and
true.
And you would have to. And you were like, I will prepare for this. So what you're saying is you could nail it, but you just didn't want to prepare.
I'm a guy, I'm a visual person, man. If I see and watch how you guys are doing this,
I'm a visual person.
I am.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That's like a normal thing to say.
I'm all for it.
I'm just saying like that other stuff was a little tricky because I just couldn't line up with like maybe what you wanted and what I was doing. But I definitely tried, man. I tried. Remember I started doing fun facts about Florida?
You tried. You
old school
really
listeners,
prepared.
Remember? I'm like, hey guys, mm-hmm. you know that Florida has, I don't know, 80,000 alligators per square mile, some nonsense. I'm just saying I threw it out there and he shut it down.
He shot it down.
He's like, not
in a mean way at all.
That's what made it so funny. He's like, you're just not capable of doing this. You're a dumb man.
I didn't
stay in your lane.
That would
Randy
have been
had a great time on that one, guys. If you're scoring it all, that's four rat laughs for Randy.
Broke his chair.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I'm shocked that you even suggested that.
Yeah, I mean, look, no, I don't think I'm not going to be as swift and sleek as you guys.
He's not going to do it.
I am.
What brand would you like to do?
Oh, man, off the top of my head, I have no idea.
Okay.
Monopoly.
The game?
Yeah.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, and then I want to do a game of competitive Monopoly on the air for 10-minute clock.
Competitive?
Competitive, yeah.
Okay. Because we would play.
Yeah, we'd
that
play.
Sounds great.
Film, yeah, bump those YouTube numbers up.
Greg, what do you think?
He hated it.
We could do Monopoly.
I know it's tricky because it's Sean? Parker Brothers, but we've done that before. We've gone with
Monopoly.
We did Diet Coke.
Yeah.
Twizzlers is Hershey.
So, anyways, carrot.
Sorry, yeah, buddy. Thank you, Sean. I was about to tell you guys that if you laid out all the Twizzler twists sold in a year.
Oh, boy.
End to end.
He's leaving, guys. No, Greg, don't.
End to end. How far do you think they'd go? Do you have an idea?
I would say, wait, how many Twizzlers or how many miles? Wait.
All the Twizzlers just made in a year, not in history, just in 1 year.
If it wrapped around the world?
Greg's in the restroom. No, buddy. You lay them out end to end. How far are you going? Think honeymooners. To the moon. They'd stretch to the moon.
How many Twizzlers? I would go with...
Oh, how would... I can't... I don't know. I don't have that information. They would stretch to the moon and back.
Oh, they would stretch to the moon and back.
Let me ask you another question. I don't think Greg would be against this.
He's not here, man. Let's run the show.
On the average... on the average Twizzler twist...
Yeah.
How many twists do you think there are?
Oh, I got this. On the... 78.
No. 15. Way off.
Way off on that one.
Way off. All right, man. More fun stuff.
Oh, I'm looking. All right.
It depends on how you define a twist.
I was looking. Yeah, I was. Okay. It wasn't as dumb of an answer if you were seeing what I was seeing.
But. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. I am dropping Twizzler nibs all over the place. This is crazy. Twizzlers have played a part in a lot of things. Maybe nothing so important as the 2016 intense nuclear talks with Iran. The American diplomatic team consumed 10 pounds of strawberry Twizzlers, along with 20 pounds of string cheese and more than 200 Rice Krispie treats.
At once?
Saving the world, Twizzlers. Well, throughout the negotiations. Randy's dying over here.
Man, I am on fire with Randy.
What?
And you guys don't want me to run this thing?
Good.
You guys out of your minds?
Don't. Thanks, you guys.
Randy. Is he done with all that nonsense?
Don't you? I got one more left. Save it. Don't. You have my full support. Don't say you guys. It was Greg.
All right, Greg.
You want him to do it?
I'm fine with anything. I think trying stuff is great.
Look at him. Can't take it.
Let's let the coterie weigh in. People can comment.
Yeah, they're going to do it for the wrong reasons.
What?
They want to see you mess up.
I don't think they love Sean.
They love him.
They wouldn't put him in that position.
Yeah, a couple people. We got hit a couple times this week, man. A couple nasty comments we got, Tim.
About you?
Both of us.
Oh, me.
No, both of us collectively.
You and I.
Yeah.
Oh, because at least one. Because of the on the Nikki episode? Because we didn't talk?
Yeah, I think it was that one. No, it was just in general.
You guys got to stop reading those comments, man.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Actually, read them on 90.
Oh, dude, this guy lives on his phone.
Our rating, the percentage of coterie members and people that comment on our podcast, it's overwhelmingly positive.
It is.
But you're going to get negative stuff.
Yeah, you're going to get hit. Yeah. Oh, I'm laughing about it. I'm laughing about it because this whatever person is...
I mean, one time you wanted to fight someone.
What?
You called me up furious.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that, man.
Yeah.
We talked about that, and I had a legitimate point because there were some things said that were way out of bounds.
There were. I was like, don't...
And I did it, and I dropped it, and I moved on. But I'm saying, you know, there was some stuff that was said that was just not cool.
I did talk you down, though. You wanted to respond, and I was like, don't.
I did. I was going to fire back.
No, so. Most of the comments here are fantastic.
You guys familiar with Red Vine?
Yes.
Yeah, what's that?
They are garbage.
Oh, really?
Hate them.
I love them.
Will not buy them.
Is that a different brand?
It's a different brand. You can bleep me if you want to.
Competitor?
Of red licorice. It is even larger.
Bootleg Twizzler.
Over on the West Coast, I'm equally as addicted to those. They come in these huge tubs, and I just can't stop, and I get sick, and they're so red. There's so much dye in them.
I'm sick thinking about them.
Yeah. But they're not cherry or strawberry. It's a berry blend. They are the biggest competitor.
Boysenberry?
There might be some boysenberry involved.
You know, they do have their hands in the movie theaters. I've seen a lot of red vines in the theaters. No, maybe Twizzlers too.
Marion Barry?
Yeah. Chuck, Marvin, the whole thing.
Was he the guy who smoked crack?
Yes.
Yeah, sure was.
That's not good for you.
Him and Sam's.
Him and what?
Sam's.
Sam's.
Lean on Me.
Oh, yeah.
You smoke crack, don't you, Sam's? Sam's? Sam's, you smoke crack, don't you, Sam's? I changed my way.
Red Vine is West Coast, Twizzlers East Coast. So there's a rivalry.
There's a comic.
What was that, Tim?
Hold on.
Red Vine is more of a West Coast thing. This is more of an East Coast thing. Yeah. Twizzlers dominates, certainly.
So Red Vine sells way more than Twizzlers of the West Coast, is basically what you're saying?
I don't even know that is true. I will tell of the bulk of Red Vine's business is on the West Coast.
And there was they're real good. Attempted assassination, right?
What?
Oh no.
East Coast, West Coast.
Oh. Yeah. That was the hip hop. It didn't filter into the licorice.
All right, sorry. I get those two genres mixed up all the time, hip hop and licorice.
And licorice, or yeah. I can see how that would happen.
Is licorice a genre?
No. No, it's not at all.
He's doing a bit.
It's a terrible bit that I got a little bit out over my skis on it.
Yeah, that's right, man.
You guys kind of left me hanging.
I took some shots today, man. I missed. Don't worry, buddy.
It was our fault, Sean.
Yeah, I know.
It was our fault.
Well, yeah, I've bailed you guys out.
Whether it's
of times.
Greg or the comments, it's probably our fault.
Yeah. I mean, I've bailed you guys out before.
Either it's
left
gold
me out there.
Or we're not laughing.
Almost, I think you guys enjoyed it. It's supposed to be a team.
Huffington Post UK ran a taste test that subjected South Koreans to American junk food. And they're like, hey, what do you think of this? This is all stuff that we consume a bunch. To them, eating Twizzlers amounted to eating rubber. And one of them wondered if the candy was, quote, something that grandmas eat to practice chewing.
Still, great idea.
Not as bad as the criticism that they had of Pop-Tarts. Pop-Tarts, they said, it tastes like a candle. And then Goldfish, they said, it kind of feels like I'm eating belly fat.
Okay. What did they like anything?
No, not that I saw.
Yeah.
And really had a hard time with negative Twizzlers. Over the Twizzler plant, I did kind of an in-depth dive into stuff like that. There are four big robots in this Twizzler plant. They are called Fred, Wilma, Pebbles, and Bam Bam.
Sure.
Wow.
Named after, of course, the Flintstones.
That's cool.
The workers who make Twizzlers are treated to 2 complimentary pounds of the candy every single week.
Wow.
2 pounds a week, and this weighs, what's a bag of this we figured?
About a half? 11 ounces.
11 ounces?
I'm looking
at it. So a little more than half.
Yeah, you get a couple bags of Twizzlers. That's great.
Yeah, good deal.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
Did you get P&G product? Did you get deals, or how'd that work?
Oh, yeah, man. Did they give you any comps?
No, not like officially. When I was up at, whenever there's a new item, they'd ship you a bunch of free samples. For a while, when I was out picking up damaged product, you could just keep that. So, like, if a coffee can was dented or whatever, you'd have to get it off the shelf because the retailer didn't want it, and you could just keep it. And then when I was working in the office, when I was a project manager, I mean, I could go grab a can of Pringles anytime I wanted.
Anytime.
And I did.
Any flavor?
It's huge, man.
Yeah, I think they usually had everything.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. How often was stuff dented? Was it like... You think it was a little bit of corruption where the store maybe dropped it and they're like, hey, just put it on the shelf and blame it on
inside
P&G?
Job?
It could be, but I mean, it's not really, there's not much of an incentive for them to do that.
Well, I'm just saying it is they would get credit back if you come and pick it up, correct?
Or
it's so minimal.
He's saying not drop it on purpose. He's saying if they did it on accident.
If they did it on accident,
yeah. Put it on you.
You know, a guy drops a whole pallet of something and then we'd be like, hey, just tell the boys that's Warren's account. He fumbled.
I think all you would do is credit the money that they spent on it. And then they still weren't able to sell it and make money. You know what I'm saying? So if I sell you this bottle for $5, you're going to want to turn around and sell it for $7 and make the $2 on it. And it got messed up. I'd be like, hey, here's the $5 back that you gave me. You're just at even. You're not making any money, so there's not a whole lot of incentive for you to do it.
No, I'm just saying if it was an accident, where you'd be like, hey, man, well, your employee's an idiot. Tell him to stop fumbling the stuff. You got to keep that product, and then you would lose money. I'm saying you guys didn't do that. Do you understand what I'm saying, Tim, or no?
No, we didn't do that. No. We were pretty liberal about it. Okay. I think actually after time, they just sort of did a study and said, over time, we think this is the percentage of damaged products on this brand, and we're just going to give you that so we don't have to go through all this little accounting of like
breakage.
Yeah. We're just going to be like, hey, you get 0.6% on Folgers, and that way we don't have to play this little game and spend all of our lives nickel and diming on who damaged what.
We had that in the music business too, CDs and
cassette versus
vinyl. And yeah,
they found some interesting stuff in that study though, because I remember think of a roll-on deodorant or Ban, I think it was Ban roll-on or I don't know, whatever, Old Spice deodorant. And it used to be like the deodorant stick, and it would come in a box, like a little box where you could still see part of the deodorant was still exposed, but the box sort of framed it.
Okay.
And then they realized like, all the damage that's getting done is to this box. And this box is pointless. It has nothing to do with the product. Wow. So let's just get rid of the box and ship the sticks, you know, the plastic sticks. Yeah. And when we did that, like, we reduced all of our damage to the thing. It was like the box was a completely unnecessary.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's some pretty interesting studies that the logistics people did.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's really cool. I think they still do that today. I think Amazon subscribes to that. Like, I got a bunch of Propel and it's in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
It was like they.
Yeah, I bet
like
you they
just,
talk. Yeah.
I just picked up this morning. On my front porch.
I think they've got all that stuff down. They know what, because some of the stuff you get is in way too many boxes, and some of it is like you said, they just toss a bottle of something on your porch. So I think they've figured all that out. They do quite well, Amazon. I don't know if you
can
guys,
I say something off the topic? On
that,
No, Tim,
go ahead, Sean.
This is completely off topic because I was thinking. I have a little bit of a situation.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Okay. Somebody's using my trash can when I put it out on Sunday night for Monday pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like it.
Using it.
They're putting in their trash.
Several bags.
Yes.
Okay.
And they're filling it up, man. And this has happened three times now.
Stakeout.
Yeah. It's going to say the same thing.
Well, I think the question is, do you guys own a Ring, one of those spy cams?
Yeah.
Is it worth it if you have one? Do you have a Ring?
Yeah.
I'd say we do old fashioned stakeout.
Or just stakeout,
Me and
I'm mad, dude, because I don't know if they wet Dexter and what's in that trash can.
Yeah.
You know, they dump it, it's on me, and it smells horrible, and I'm getting really angry.
We're going to find out this, man.
I'm just curious how you guys would handle this if you were me.
Stakeout?
We got enough licorice for it, man. We could be up all night.
We got the treats.
Yeah.
You want me to go with you? I'll do it.
Awesome.
I love you, man. I'm really starting to get upset about this.
Yeah. One of you is asleep in the passenger seat. The other like, hey, wake up, man. We got some action.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. The cans go out like Sunday night at, say, 9 p.m.
Yeah,
and then
know.
They pick up Monday at like 3. So it's not even 24 hours.
Right.
So I'm saying, so they're clocking their window. I think they're Sunday 2 a.m. and, you know, Monday morning me, and then dumping. And it's just that cool thing to do.
No.
You can stake out. You don't have to buy a Ring. You could just get a little GoPro for a night. Borrow one and.
Or
find out who it is.
Or stakeout.
And you can do a stakeout.
We could. You know, we could probably watch that movie with Richard Dreyfuss.
Sure.
And what was the
Estevez?
I think you're right.
The woman who's
or stakeout.
Was Rosie O'Donnell in one of them?
Yeah, she was in that.
Yeah.
There was another stakeout too. Was the
that's
second
right?
Another stakeout. Yeah. And maybe that's where Rosie was introduced to the franchise.
She might have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the franchise, the second one.
I'd like to do that regardless.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I'm right. Yeah,
there was a glorious Stefan had a part of the soundtrack in the first stakeout.
Is that right?
What? Me and your brother, big glorious Stefan fans.
I like her too, but not like you guys. You guys saw the musical, the whole.
Yeah.
Was she Miami Sound Machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Cicada. Cicada was in the Sound Machine.
Yeah.
John Cicada?
Yes.
Just Another Day Without You?
Yes.
John Cicada?
Yes.
So handsome.
If you got your hair cut today at a Supercuts, you would hear that song. That is what they were cranking. Cicada was great, man.
Yeah, he was cooking in the early 90s. Just Another Day Without You hit another one that really, it really
do
got.
Do you believe in love?
That's it. A hell of a more joy to it.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Just. Real strong.
Good times, great.
We gotta do a Cicada episode. What are we waiting for?
We should do a Cicada slash Monopoly.
Maybe that's a Sean episode.
Yeah, Cicada. You want to do Cicada? You can have Cicada.
Oh man,
takes
get too emotional.
All right, let me finish up with some Twizzlers, and then we're gonna do some comments.
Sure.
Next to popcorn, Twizzlers are the second most popular movie theater snack.
I could see that.
Would you have thought that?
Yeah,
pretty impressive.
See that?
I mentioned. What do you got? Oh, you're just getting ready.
I'm getting ready for a little segment we're gonna do.
Okay. And I'm not going to tell you about circling the globe how many times. Greg is out on that.
There he goes.
But that no.
Have
a seat.
It's okay, buddy. You're okay.
But that concludes Twizzlers.
Nice work, buddy.
Yeah, bang up job.
Pretty good, right?
I think you did a great job.
Oh, thanks so much, Sean. Looking forward to Cicada.
Before we get to the comments, Sean's been waving a spoon around.
I know.
He's like, what's he doing? We got some gifts from the folks. Nobody even. There was no return address. There was no note, but we got some slap your mama. I thought it was slap your mama, but it's slap your mama hot sauce products.
Okay.
And they gave us a slap your mama spoon, which is it's got a nice weight to it. It's a really nice spoon.
Yeah, durable.
Yeah. So they sent us this hot sauce. Of course, we did Tabasco recently.
Yeah, we sure did.
And that's probably what drove this gift. So I'm going to think that maybe the people at Slap Your Mama bought us this, and maybe at some point we'll do Slap Your Mama. I thought it'd be good for us to try a little bit of the hot sauce.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Well, I didn't want to try some of the Twizzlers, so.
I will try it, man. I do.
Eight dots. Don't do eight dots.
Yeah, I'm not going to do eight dots. Dude, relax. Hey. I would not eat that.
What are you doing?
Dude, you're going to be. All right, man.
That hot sauce on the chip.
The first 10 seconds are always fine. No.
Here, I'll take one.
If you remember, I had no problem with it.
No, you told. Well, yeah. You weren't as bad as me, but
you
admitted. Yeah, I'll try a little. Is it banged up too good or not?
It's not as much as the habanero was on Tabasco. Yeah. Right. It's pretty good.
All right.
It's got a little bit of an aftertaste and a good aftertaste.
Is that right?
Yeah, you don't often find that. You gonna have some?
Yeah, sure. Because I'm a team
again,
player.
It's called Slap Ya Mama. Slap Y-A Mama. We don't advocate.
I was just gonna say that thing. No.
I'm a big fan of Tim's mom.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
And Sean's mom.
That's nice.
Would have never slapped my mom.
No.
Miss her.
Throw that on some buffalo wings and you're in.
Yeah, this is really good.
Or make a buffalo wing sauce with
that. We also got, what's this, some seasoning?
Cajun seasoning.
And then there's a hot blend.
Hey,
then,
shout out to these Pringles for being on set for a year and still tasting pretty good.
Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, they expire in 2034. We're golden.
Think there's preservatives in there?
No.
Nah, man. It's organic.
I'm not tasting any preservatives.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's good, man.
Yeah, thanks to the folks at Slap Your Mama.
Yeah, thank you.
Or whoever
that
it.
Mystery is, we appreciate
it.
Your support.
It's really, really good hot sauce.
It tastes like, it is very Buffalo-y.
Yeah,
right?
It is. It does. It does.
But it's out of Louisiana. Like Walker and
Louisiana.
Sons is the company that makes it.
Yeah, that's good. It's not too much, man. That one I had, man, that was
a habanero when you had eight drops. I'm going to give you this Slap Your Mama Cajun seasoning to take home. I'm going to maybe try the hot blend.
Who's taking this?
I'm going to give that to you, buddy. Yeah, just because you did a good job this week in Atlanta.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, well, that was a nice time.
No monopoly, but you get the hot sauce.
We'll take a look at it.
Thanks for coming out.
Take a look at it.
That is not a good idea, Sean.
Shall we do some comments?
Let's do
it. I said it's not your strong suit.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Appreciate you guys talking about it on here.
Did he say at one point? Did he say at one point in this room that he wanted to actually have zero responsibility for saying anything on this podcast?
I think I probably did say that at one point.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, things change.
Yeah, people evolve.
Mm.
Greg,
for sure.
I mean, I'm sure you've changed on some things, right?
Yeah.
Well, there you go, man. It's just teachable moment. I learned something.
He hadn't put somebody in a locker in I don't know how long. And that was a regular part of his life.
That was a daily thing. Monday through Friday, 8 to 3. Kids were getting stuffed.
Here we go. These comments come to you from YouTube on the Nikki Glaser Diet Coke episode.
Whipping around there.
Quite popular. Thank you to everybody who tuned in, watched, or listened. Hey, Adam Bush said, this episode just changed my life. Nikki's sleeping hack on an airplane, especially if you have a middle seat, is for real the best thing I've heard on the internet. Forever listener.
Adam Bush, I believe, comedian out of Oklahoma.
Oh, no kidding.
Funny guy. It's the one I'm thinking of. Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, Adam.
Oh, yeah. I think I remember Adam.
Yeah.
Nikki Whitley said, can we just get an entire episode of Nikki reading text from Sean? That was absolutely epic. I've loved all 390 episodes of The Consumers. Y'all rock.
Thank you. That was so fun because that might have been like one of the hardest times I've laughed in my life. Not just on the podcast.
Yeah, like, it was
just
funny.
Ever.
Nikki's hilarious.
That was outstanding.
Amanda Akers Homestead said, it's unfortunate that Nikki got a bad batch of U2 from Sean.
That is so poignant.
She hated him.
Yeah. Sean, anytime anything goes wrong, bad batch.
Bad batch.
Mm.
Skell IJ3VM said, I'd like to start a campaign to make Nikki a regular guest. We should have thought, you know, Nate... We should have them on as
all
cast members. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld would be good too, people say. Yeah, we should do that.
No, whenever Nikki wants to come on, she's welcome.
Yeah.
But she's incredibly busy.
Yeah. But so cool of her to make time and come see us.
Yeah.
Shiloh Stuttle said, another great broad on the show. I love Nikki. By the way, Greg, I'm a driving instructor and I love a challenge. I'm here for you.
Thank you.
Would you ever do that? Would you ever put time into taking driving lessons?
I don't think that me knowing, being like, I don't think it's me not knowing the skills.
It's neglect.
It's me fighting the urge to look at my phone or talk to my friend or not concentrate. And Sean tried to do a little better this weekend when we were in Atlanta.
I was good. We had, you did pretty well. And I will say Atlanta traffic's no joke. There's a lot going on there. That Thursday when we got in, though, we went to get lunch and we had to pull a U-turn. And I did save us from smashing into a car because they were coming over a hill and you did not see them. Mm. And I go, stop. And he goes, thanks,
man. Thanks, man. Yeah, the Greg appreciation.
That's the, you're right. We definitely, that was at least a visit to the hospital.
What did you want me to say?
Well, I know I'm saying that's your way of admitting that, like, oh, yeah, we would have. That car would have hit us.
Yeah.
Because we pulled an illegal U-turn. They were doing nothing wrong. And I just had to hit him pretty hard with the stop. And,
yeah. And he gives us thanks. It's a good feeling.
It's a good feeling, but it's kind of.
I've talked about this on here before because most people, you go, hey, whoa. They go, all right.
Yeah.
I've got it. And Greg goes, thanks, man.
Yeah. It's the exact same thing, just on that side for him.
So it feels good, but it's also like, what if I wasn't here?
Oh, man. Yeah.
Because when the person attacks you, like most people do, you're like, all right. They were in control.
Yeah. That's right.
Randy Voss, 1185, said, so here's the Coke flavor taste thing. We've talked about this with McDonald's. There's a contractual piece between the two companies where the delivery system of syrup and carbonated water from all the back room is proprietary to McDonald's. The pipes are all chilled, ensuring the beverage that comes out of the dispenser is always the perfect temperature. McDonald's also tweaks the amount of syrup that mixes with the carbonated water, which gives the flavor a much more satisfying taste. This dates back to the early days of McDonald's and Coke relationship, which is one of the longest lasting collabs in marketing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a fun.
You think some other like smaller chain or, you know, less popular chain was like, well, I want to do it too. And they're like, okay, all right, here's what's going to cost. And they're like, well, you know, I don't think I really want to do that.
Yeah, it's not that.
It's probably very expensive.
So they just run to McDonald's and then dump it in their thing. I think we do some plugs.
Yeah, I want to talk about one comment related thing on our previous episode that you guys saw last week. That was our anniversary episode, and we offered to give away a lot of stuff. And I would imagine by now you have commented on that stuff. We will read those comments and assess those comments next week, and we're going to award several prizes next week. That's when you're going to find out if you get the Jif peanut butter
huge
packages. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that we have to give away. And I don't know. I think I said 20 to 25 prizes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a realistic.
And if you haven't done it, you still can. It's basically what's your favorite moment or moments from the first year of the program. You can do it on Apple Podcasts or on YouTube. Comment there. And yeah.
Great.
Or the group, right?
Group is fine. Yeah. Facebook. I think for the giveaway, it's going to be. It's YouTube.
He's going to do that. Okay.
It's YouTube or the Apple Podcast. Because the group is it's a smaller group and it's.
Sure.
You have to get into it and all that stuff.
So, yeah. And we got our email, remember?
Yeah. And then once we do announce next week, we're going to say a bunch of names and it'll be like, you know, YouTube names like C. Moriarty B., the person that changed the way that I talk. Yeah, we'll say names like that, and then you can email Sean your address and say you are a winner. And Sean, the email is?
theconsumers390@gmail.com.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't say that.
You literally interrupted me. That's why Tim laughed as I was in the middle of
saying
it.
That's why I interrupted you.
You literally interrupted me as I was saying it. So he looked at me, he laughed, I laughed, we're laughing at you.
Do you understand why I interrupted you? Because you go, do you understand? I'll say it. Let me explain it.
And, please do.
No. Yeah, I'll explain it.
You don't think he enunciated the enough, so you jumped in there and hit it a little
you go,
harder.
You go to the consumers, and I wanted them to understand it's the consumers.
I disagree. I just respectfully disagree.
Okay.
I maybe I didn't enunciate enough, but they knew what I was talking about. I promise
you. They could have mistaken that you said consumers at gmail.com. You really dropped the. So really the consumers, I don't understand right. what the problem is.
It was just more the interruption. Like, if anything, let me finish, and then you could say it. That's why it was funny. It was just more funny, Greg.
Yeah.
Nobody's mad. Just funny.
Let's get to me.
Let's get to Tim. What does he want to talk
about?
Yeah. Big week. Friday. My Nateland The Showcase Season 3 is out. It is coming out Friday morning. So if you're a fan of the Nateland YouTube channel, you've seen these. There's 7, 8, 9 out already. They've been great. Sean and I also shot some back in Nashville in June. Ours come out, mine this week, Sean's next week. So if you've seen them, you know it's coming. If you don't, if you're just here to watch the consumers, it's this same channel. If you're watching on YouTube, it is the Nateland YouTube channel. It comes out. It'll be out in the morning. If you just Google Nateland and Tim Convey, you'll find it. And then Sean's the following week. Please, please, please watch it. Share it with people and get on it early. It helps out. And if you're commenting, that's great. If you're spreading the word, that is fantastic. It is there each less than 15 minutes. It's on Nateland, so it's clean. You can watch with the kids around. And it's, we're both really, really proud of what we did. They're funny things. It's the first comedy that either of us have really put out there.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're excited. So that is this week on Friday. We'll be reminding you these next few weeks as these come out, but, this Friday is mine. The following Friday is Sean O'Brien's. And again, Nateland YouTube channel, real, real easy to find.
Yeah, guys. I mean, it's, you know, their comedy is really great. And it's not a competition with all the other Nateland The Showcase performers. But, you know, we want our guys to look pretty good. So if you could...
we want that consumer's bump.
Yeah, we get a little bump. You know, you guys are great. We've got really cool fans. You guys can help Tim and Sean out and go watch that as soon as it comes out. The earlier that you watch it, the better for the YouTube algorithm. So just go check it out and maybe leave a comment on there.
Yeah.
And even better, just hit the little share button and text it to your friend.
Yep.
Text it to one friend that you like and say, hey, this is pretty funny. Watch my guys.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we're excited. There'll be clips out and all that, but watch those specials for sure. We appreciate it. Greg is in Asheville, North Carolina, September 28th at Eulogy. That is that the Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
Sunday show. Yeah. You're in Asheville. And then Greg and I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, October 2nd through 4th. Excited about that. I got a lot of family coming to those shows, which will be cool. And then Sunday, October 5th, we are in Madison. And yep, we joked about it before, the show selling out. The first show sold out, so we've added another one. It is that afternoon. It is a matinee, Madison, Wisconsin, Sunday, October 5th. The club is called Comedy on State. One of the greatest places.
Yeah, great place for comedy.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
The banger. I have one announcement when you're done.
Oh, sure. I was just going to say, the weekend after that, Greg and I are in Toledo. There's a family show for the Toledo week.
Yeah, I believe that's on the Sunday. And the family show, I get this question sometimes, like, aren't all your shows family friendly? They are. I mean, most of my shows are, I think they're all like, you know, PG or G. But we do a sort of special family comedy hour type show where it's a little more geared towards the kids. And then Tim and I, or Sean and I, or the three of us will bring the kids up at the end of the show and interview them and let them tell a joke. And we really, I don't want to say perfected, but we've really,
yeah,
we have over the last 10 years, we've tried to turn this into a really cool event for the family.
Yeah. It's a good time. That's in Toledo, and then a few other family shows coming up. But you can see all Greg's dates, gregwarrencomedy.com. My stuff is at timconveystuff.com, including Ludo in October, Punk Rock Christmas on sale right now. So check all that stuff out.
And if anybody on September 28th, anybody listening, is going to be in Orchard Park, New York, see the Bills, play the Saints, I'll be there.
Nice.
Let me know. I will find you.
Okay.
I'll buy you something.
Jump through a table together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll meet you. I'll five you. We'll have a beer or a Diet Coke. Whatever.
Yeah.
Somebody's out there. There's one girl, I think, like JoJo West girl. She's always on YouTube. She's always a Go Bills.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe, think she's, maybe coming? She's, I don't know, but she's always a Go Bill. She's got, it's my great. Back.
Who are they playing?
The Saints.
Okay.
Should be a layup. feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Bring in Heather. You can meet her.
Heather's
and talk about
become
how she
quite a fan,
things.
Right?
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, I got her in. So
yeah,
if she's talking to me, I just read her out about the stove. So.
Yeah, not gonna.
Yeah,
be
not sure
you
should
this.
Be offering to buy consumers, folks, something at the stadium when you just spent $450 to fix a stove.
Yeah, man. People, buddy. Yeah, yeah. What I do.
Sure are.
Sean, you want to go ahead and close it out just to practice for the Monopoly episode?
Yeah, you want me to close it out? Let's see. What's a good closer, Randy? How should we end this bad boy? What do you think? What should we go with? They don't like you. That you've been consumed.
Nobody likes that anymore? Is that not
Oh,
happening?
There's that.
They don't understand.
I'll give them this. I'll give them this. We're going to get out of here on the old classic. Greg Warren and Tim Convey and Randy, you guys have the right to
charge your phone.
Go Bills.